T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
San Francisco Board of Supervisors taking a step it hopes will help stop the spread of empty storefronts. What's it doing, Phil?
Well, what we're talking about is beefing up what they call the storefront registry in San Francisco. What they're going to require is that if Jeff, Patty, or Phil owns a storefront, that's where we're a landlord, and it is empty, even if we have a for rent sign out on it, we're going to have to register it with the city. And it's going to cost us $711 to do that. It's part of trying to collect information, and it's also trying to, you know, discourage landlords from holding out on potential tenants looking for bigger rent checks by saying that, you know, we're going to keep an eye on you. It's probably a precursor down the line for more try to get controls on San Francisco's empty storefronts. And it's kind of ironic because you just did a story a couple of minutes ago about a store that was basically went out of business because why? There was no parking, there's little foot traffic, and city regulations, plus rising rents, right?
So, Phil, the Golden Gate Restaurant Association has come out in favor of this. Talk about that move.
Well, they say that, you know, the empty storefronts, you know, if you can get them leased out to restaurants, that brings other traffic into neighborhoods. See, San Francisco has these rules, and they've had them for a while, where all those big boxes of apartments that were going in and had to have ground floor retail. But the problem is there's just not that much retail to fill up all the space. And so you have blocks and blocks of areas that have maybe one or two businesses on it. I mean, ironically, you know, the San Francisco's own Muni owns a parking garage at 5th and Mission. And if you've walked along there, you see empty storefronts on the ground floor for years. The reasons are multiple. One, brick-and-mortar stores aren't doing the business they used to do. Two, San Francisco's wage laws and regulations, some people find prohibitive. And three, you can usually buy it on Amazon or eBay and get it delivered to your house. But also, the added problem is that there's just not a lot of parking. So if Jeff opened up his hardware store in a lot of neighborhoods, there's no place for someone to park, so they'll just keep driving on out to Colma or something like that and go to a big box store. All of these come together, and you have empty storefronts in San Francisco, blocks of them, and they're trying to figure out some way to get the landlords to back off. After this fee, if this doesn't work, I think you're going to see a tax idea go on the November ballot to start charging landlords like $250 a day if their storefronts remain empty for too long.
Do you think that will have enough support?
You know, in Sanford, that goes straight to the voters, and San Francisco voters would just vote for just about anything. Will it have an effect on this? I don't think so. What we have here is we have people that are looking at the idea that if they hold out and get a tenant in there, that they're going to get more money. So it's ironic that the higher rents are leading to more empty storefronts and more complaints about the place not looking that good. It goes around and around, Patty. I think voters will go for anything on this issue or just about any other issue that has the idea of it that the landlords are going to pay for it. But whether it's going to solve the problem, I don't know. But we'll be looking at it, and this one is the latest one. You tax empty buildings if you keep them empty.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.